A short while ago, current state's Emmanuel Berry previewed the first half of the summer film season with MLive Entertainment reporter and film critic John Serba. Emmanuel, what's the rest of the summer have to offer anyway?
Well, I spoke with John the other day, and there's a lot left to see. Marvel has the offering of Guardians of the Galaxy, which looks like it might be a huge success despite straying from the typical superhero movie that we see from Marvel. We also have the documentary Life Itself coming out later this year, which looks at the life of Roger Ebert, and many more to look forward to, as well as some to dread. Big cop comedies coming out, and we also have strange digitally manipulated Ninja Turtles brought to us by Michael Bay. But before we moved onto July and August films, I first asked John if there are any films he has seen so far this summer that he was surprised by.
Well, from the first list, I totally expected Neighbors to be a dud, and this is the Seth Rogen comedy, and it was, I mean, it's really crass, but, you know, there's a part of me that really enjoyed it and laughed at it quite a bit, despite this kind of hackneyed premise about the people living next door to the frat house and having to deal with it. And the funny thing is Zac Efron ended up being like super straight throughout the movie, where everybody else knew they were in a comedy. And Zac Efron ended up actually, I thought he was really funny just because he played the role so seriously and kind of went against the grain. That was one that surprised me for sure.
So up first for the second crop of films, I thought we'd talk about your favorite director, Michael Bay. The film is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's going to coming out in the second half of the summer. And I'm just going to say it. The turtles look absolutely terrifying. I would be scared if I watched this movie.
Well, you know, there's a there was always a friendly look to these overgrown, you know, ninja reptile things, and they've kind of like made them uglier. I don't know. Are they trying to Dark Knight this franchise up? I'm not sure.
It's about turtles who eat pizza.
And they ride skateboards and say cowabunga and whatever. And just to be clear, Michael Bay is actually producing
this
movie.
Yeah, he's the producer on this film.
So, because he was busy making 2 hours and 45 minutes of a Transformers movie that I have to see tomorrow. But, so, that's the thing that everybody is complaining about, is how, like, grotesque these turtles are.
If we can look beyond that, I mean, is it, if we look beyond the grotesqueness of the turtles, is there any substance there? Is this something that's going to be interesting?
Well, Megan Fox is in it, so automatically you know that the you should lower your expectations as far as acting quality goes. In the latest trailer just debuted, and Whoopi Goldberg is in this movie.
Really?
So I have no idea what this is going to be, except something that hurts your eyes.
All right, so another film that you had on your least anticipated list is Tammy, starring Melissa McCarthy. And from the looks of it, she's like reprising her role from Bridesmaids and The Heat. She's kind of playing like a quirky, weird person who's also a slob. This is the third kind of time that she's played this character. I mean, is it getting too many? Are we going to get bored of seeing this type of trope with her?
I've loved Melissa McCarthy since she was on Gilmore Girls. Remember the TV show?
Yes.
She was really, really funny in that show. And so I know she's capable of playing a character besides the dopey slob. And so when you see the advanced marketing on Tammy, you go, oh, don't get typecast here, you know. The other thing is, well, on the upside, she did co-write the screenplay, so hopefully she writes a decent character for herself. You know?
Yeah.
There's a chance that she and Susan Sarandon, they play a mother-daughter duo who don't get along, and they're on a road trip. Another road trip movie. But there's the chance that they have some good chemistry, and even though Susan Sarandon looks also like a dopey slob. But, you know, I'm really on the fence about it, and I just really hope it's not just her, not just McCarthy doing the same thing over and over again. We've seen this pony a couple times, so let's hope there's more to it.
One of the films you have on your most anticipated list is Step Up, All In. This is the gazillionth film in the series, actually the gazillionth. And in preparing for this interview, I watched the preview, and all that I wrote in my notes was why. So, John, why?
I am not too proud to admit that the previous, what comes before a gazillion? I'm going to say four. The previous four Step Up movies, they're actually good from a technical standpoint, the way that the dance sequences are filmed. You know, this series has routinely been entertaining because they kind of offer real bright, colorful, flashy dance routines. You're obviously not going to these movies to watch the profound acting, and there's something, I don't know, it's a guilty pleasure watching these really over-the-top, ridiculous dance sequences. They defy gravity. They defy general laws of physics like that. They defy credibility. But they're really, you know, if they're done well, you can't help but kind of admire them, you know. I mean, the drama, forget it. You know, it's all the same canned crap that we saw in stuff like Fame and Flashdance and all those movies where, you know, the characters, if they don't dance, they'll die. So, this is at the bottom of my most anticipated list, mind you. It's number 15 of 15. But it's not that, but, you know, I came clean. I don't mind the Step Up movies. I'll watch them all once. I'm good.
It's good to be honest. It's good to be honest about it. All right, so the closest thing to kind of a Marvel-esque superhero film that we have for the remainder of the summer is Guardians of the Galaxy, a group of small-time criminals in an alternate kind of alien world. They're misfits and come together on a mission of sorts. When I watched the preview, it made me want to watch Firefly, not so much watch the movie. But how do you think this film is going to hold up to other Marvel movies that have come out in the past few years?
Well, one of the reasons this is at the top of my most anticipated list is because it's a Marvel movie, but it doesn't have all the trappings of all the other Marvel movies. I'm getting really tired of superheroes at this point. Mm-hmm. And this fits into the Avengers franchise, but it's going to be more of a comedy. You have Bradley Cooper as the voice of Rocket Raccoon, who's this, like, heroic gun-toting space raccoon.
Yes, all of those things are said in the sentence.
You have Vin Diesel, who's the voice of Groot, who's Rocket Raccoon's like best pal, and he's a big tree type man alien thing, and his only line is "I am Groot." That's all he ever says. Which is just like the perfect role for Vin Diesel because it's one thing, and it looks like it's gonna be a different style movie, a different tone at least for the Marvel movies, and it's also tracking to be really big. I mean the latest scuttlebutt that I've heard is that this movie could do $100 million the opening weekend, just because it's coming at a slightly slower time of the year, and all of a sudden people are getting more and more excited to see it. I'm among them.
The film Life Itself is one that I hadn't heard of before I read your list, and it's a documentary about Roger Ebert. Tell us a little bit more about this film.
Well, it was being filmed by director Steve James, and it wasn't complete when Roger Ebert passed away last year in April. And it's essentially just a documentary profile about Ebert. And the majority of people just see Ebert as this guy that is one of the most famous film critics in the country, you know, and they'd see him on the talk shows, on David Letterman and all those kind of things. But what they don't really realize is that he is an incredible writer beyond just film criticism, you know. And he wrote an autobiography called Life Itself, which is an amazing read. I literally could not put it down. And part of it is because, you know, that's my profession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's one of my heroes, and therefore I can't wait to see this movie. But, you know, he had a lot of health problems. He had cancer. And several years back, he started blogging about his experiences, about his life, and this kind of blossomed into his autobiography. And he is a really fascinating individual. You know, he's been through a lot of things. He's an alcoholic, all this stuff. And I think he is a much more well-rounded person than a lot of people realize he might be. I mean, he's a real sophisticated, funny, flawed human being, and I'm really interested to see what the filmmaker has captured of his life beyond, you know, just him being kind of the face of film criticism.
The film Calvary also made your most anticipated list, and I think this preview has one of the best opening lines. It's an Irish priest speaking to someone in a confessional.
What do you want to say to me? I'm here to listen to whatever you have to say.
I'm going to kill you, Father.
Certainly a startling opening line.
And it really is. Tell us a little bit more about this film and what you know about how it might unfold.
Well, the priest is played by Brendan Gleeson, and the guy in the confessional is a serial killer. So you have this interesting kind of, you know, that confession booth is supposed to be a sacred place where the priest holds your secrets. And what does he do? What does he do in this situation? Obviously, he's being threatened. The guy in the booth has killed other people. Does he break that kind of vow? And I think it's really, Brendan Gleeson is the reason I really want to see this. Some of the critics that I follow on Twitter were saying this is the best thing Brendan Gleeson has ever done, and he's an incredible, really underrated actor, you know. And most people remember him as Mad Eye Moody from the Harry Potter films, and you know that's where he made his money. But I loved him in Bruges alongside Colin Farrell, and he is a really, really incredible actor. You give him the right role like this, and you go, wow, I cannot wait to see this kind of thing. You know, this looks like a real strong, under-the-radar type release that will probably, it might snowball into some Oscar talk later in the year.
Well, John, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you, and may you enjoy every 90 minutes of Step Up All In, every single one of them.
I'll enjoy probably 45 minutes of those 90 minutes of Step Up All In, the one time I see it, because you know it's not gonna last any longer than that, I'm sure.
John Zerba is the MLive entertainment reporter and film critic. You can find his full list of the most and least anticipated films on MLive.com.